By traditional economic measures, the world has certainly been going through some tough times. But do these indicators capture all facets of economic progress? According to French President Nicolas Sarkozy, the answer is no. Mr. Sarkozy announced France will begin including less tangible indicators, like happiness and well-being, into its measurements of progress.
La crise ne nous rend pas seulement libres d'imaginer d'autres modèles.
The French president said the current economic crisis does not just give the international community the freedom to imagine another economic model, it obliges the world to do so. We do not have the choice, he said. Mr. Sarkozy's remarks coincided with the publication of a new report by two Nobel economists, Joseph Stiglitz and Amartya Sen, that looks at non-traditional ways of measuring social progress. The report was commissioned by the French government. The report recommends shifting the ways policymakers look at progress from what economists call gross domestic product, or GDP, which is a general measure of goods and services produced in a country. The new indicators would also include non-material wealth, like access to education and health care. France is not the first country to look at the non-material aspects of progress. The Himalayan Kingdom of Bhutan emphasizes a concept it calls gross national happiness, rather than GDP. Bhutan's main research center collects a wide variety of data to measure this, including things like psychological well-being, good governance, ecological diversity, and living standards. In France, Mr. Sarkozy said focusing too much on gross domestic product as a main measure of prosperity contributed to the financial crisis. He wants other countries to follow France's example in looking at less material indicators of progress. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.